You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I'm kind of looking at this solar flare. Now they're talking about, all right, they're saying good news. Solar flare will not destroy the Earth in 2012. When was this supposed to come? All right, there was supposed to be an asteroid a few days ago. The asteroid missed us. That was good. Then we were having satellites fall from Earth. Now they're saying that if there is a solar flare, it's not going to be powerful enough to hurt us. Oh, I hope so. All right. They say the sun is indeed building up toward a peak of its 11-year activity cycle, but that peak is expected to come in 2013 or 2014. Well, what does the peak do? They say also countless solar maxima have come and gone over the years, and we and the Earth are still here. I know. That is reassuring. What are solar flares supposed to do? What's the sun supposed to do? I say we get some liquid nitrogen. All right, I don't know. We're not Planet X. Now what, there's another planet? What now? What's going on? Oh, okay. All right, you know what? I don't like the idea of us finding new planets. I have a big problem with that because you know how many times I had to learn my very educated mother just gave us nine pizzas, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. My very educated mother just Jupiter served us, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. Okay, see, you know, I could look smart to my kids. You know, when I was younger, I thought my parents knew everything. So now my kids are asking me about, planets, and they're like, but there's Nibiru. I go, Nibiru? What the hell is that? They go, it's a planet. And I'm like, oh, no, if that doesn't fit in the mnemonic, it's not going to fly. All right, so got a lot to talk about. For those of you interested in figuring out what your breasts will look like, depending on what size you choose with cosmetic surgery, oh, this is something I got to look into. They have a new 3D scanner that can help you look. Oh, this is crazy. Oh, my gosh, because I really need some cosmetic surgery. It could also work on your nose and your chin. Ooh, this is going to be some good stuff. All right, we're going to talk about that. Let me get rid of all this science news. I don't know if I want to science news. Also, some very interesting statistics about weight gain for men and women, whether they get divorced, whether they not get divorced, what happens with the holidays. Pretty interesting stuff. So we're going to talk about that. Oh, I love to talk about that. Also, some good news in medical news. The more fiber you eat, more proof that it could reduce your bowel cancer. A lot of us are very, very scared to death about colon cancer, gastric cancer. We don't want anything to do with it, so we're going to talk about that. And they have devised a grapefruit. We talked about this in the earlier hour, that you can actually eat and consume, and it won't mess with your medications. So we spent a lot of time talking about which medications you have to avoid with grapefruit, which medications you have to eat with food. I may try to review some of those if we have time. If not, please listen to the hour before. If any of you want to listen to some of my old shows, any of my old shows, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, has all my shows, my archives, has a picture of me. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. We need a picture of Donovan so everybody can see how handsome Donovan is. And, of course, just so you know when to rock and roll when my show airs. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. There have been some confusing reports that we talked about in the previous hour about the tuberculosis scare and Occupy Atlanta. From what I have learned from Fox News is Occupy Atlanta had to occupy a shelter. All right. When I believe the police moved many of the protesters away from a park. This shelter, however, has tested positive for tuberculosis. And two inhabitants right now of the shelter have tested positive positive for tuberculosis themselves. Now, they aren't letting us know if those two people are protesters themselves of Occupy Atlanta. They aren't telling us if those two people are shelter residents, but they say at least 100 people have occupied the shelter, probably going to have to be tested, and if any of them test positive, they're going to have to test their family. We've talked about tuberculosis a lot on the show. You get a cough, very thick sputum, blood. It could cause multi-organ failure, multi-organ involvement, could cause even death. We talk about tuberculosis a lot whenever we hear somebody flies on a plane. People are very, very concerned. Oh, my gosh, if that person had tuberculosis, did I get it? And it's interesting because many people, if you notice, the whole plane doesn't come down with tuberculosis. Now, they have recycled air, but they also filter the air on a plane. And some people say there's a argument that plane air is healthier than not being on a plane because the air is filtered and before it's recirculated. So, you know, this will be interesting. And as we get more news, I will keep you posted. But tuberculosis is not something to mess with. I believe a veteran in Vermont, 35-year-old, shot himself. The last day or two, we don't know why he did this. We don't know if it was for the cause. We don't know if it was in protest. I think it's absolutely horrifying, and I just wish the Occupy movement would come up with a mission statement or come up with something before more people die. Somebody in Oakland nearby the protests had been shot. They still have not released if it had to do with the Occupy Oakland protest or if it was something coincidental, but you know, tuberculosis, people shooting themselves in the head, people getting shot. You know, I'm all for free speech, but safe free speech, okay? It's not worth it. I you know, people are dying or people are getting exposed. There was also reports of STDs being transmitted in some of the tents. And, come on, guys, all right? Come up with your mission statement and start doing something productive. If it's you're against the banks, well, then why don't a bunch of you get together and start coming up with a bank? All right, put all these other ones out of business. Or if it's the insurance companies, then come up with an insurance company. But start doing something constructive because people dying or being exposed to tuberculosis isn't very constructive. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter and Facebook. And if you want to get the Dr. Dahlia on your local talk radio station, just call your radio station and say to add on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It is that easy. True, they may ask you to get your head examined, but just tell them this is what I want. I want Dr. Dahlia at my local talk station. Bring us there. And, of course, you could always listen to us on GCNLive.com. Genesis Communications Network has all my old shows. But if you want to hear me live, that's what you got to do. Now, this is an interesting twist, though, on the fiber and bowel cancer issue. Now, we've been talking about fiber, at least three times a day cuts bowel cancer by a fifth. Very significant study. Great. Wonderful. However, researchers in this one study have found that eating legumes, peas, lentils, peanuts, fruits and vegetables, beans, don't seem to do much against, so I'm sorry, I know. It's an engineering issue. I still don't understand why I can't say beans without there being that sound, but it happens. Anyway, we always thought, okay, if you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, that'll help prevent colon cancer or bowel cancer. Now, these are researchers, including experts from Imperial College London and the University of Leeds. They said they looked at previous studies that involved almost 2 million people, so they went back retrospectively. They found a strong link between diets rich in whole grains that protected against bowel cancer. At least 10 grams a day increase in fiber caused a 10% drop of bowel cancer. Great. Yeah, they're saying they didn't see much with vegetables. Now, here's my thing, guys, okay? I want you to take this with a grain of salt, right, or a grain of bean. All right, take this with a grain of salt. The reason why is if you don't have a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, then you're going to eat a diet rich in crap. And the more crap you eat, I think the more at risk you are to cancer. So look at this study as great. Continue with the fiber. It's still promoting high fiber diets. That's great. But don't think no fruits and vegetables don't help. Now, I have to admit, from a personal standpoint, I was a little frustrated. My father had told me back in the 80s, if you eat tomatoes, you won't get colon cancer. So he would eat tomatoes every day religiously. And before he had died, he died of a heart attack. I had snuck onto his blood work one of the colon cancer tumor markers, and it had been high. And with a lot of the symptoms he had before he ended up having his heart attack, I assumed he was probably already starting some form of colon cancer. And I'm not saying he had it, but I was frustrated because I'm like, but he ate his tomatoes, Mom. He ate his tomatoes. So there may be something to this. Maybe if you're destined to get colon cancer, it doesn't matter how much vegetables you're going to eat. I mean, that could be a theory. And if that's the case, let us know. Because if we are that destined to get colon cancer, if it is that prominent in our family and that prevalent, then we need to get our colonoscopies a heck of a lot more often and a heck of a lot more sooner than we're doing. A couple weeks ago, we talked about how they're starting to recommend that men start getting screened in their 40s. Not if you have a family history. If you're clean, if your family's clean, start in your 40s. And in fact, already some gastroenterologists have been calling me up saying, Dahlia, we're now checking people every 2 years if they're high risk. And remember, the colonoscopy is my favorite test, not because I get to make fun of it on air, but it's the only screening test that actually cures as it screens. We've talked about this, right? When you get a colonoscopy, they go in, and if they see a polyp, whether it's benign or not, they take it out. They take that polyp out. Now, if you're going to get colon cancer, it's going to start from a polyp. Not all polyps will turn to cancer, but if you're going to get cancer, it's going to start from a polyp down there in the colon. So if they take that polyp out, it can't do anything. So they go in, every polyp they find, they take it out, they biopsy. So you get pruned as you go. You can't say that happens with a mammogram. Mammogram takes a picture. I mean, it doesn't help you in the future. All it does is take a picture. It's important, significant, very helpful, but it doesn't take that extra step, obviously. It doesn't biopsy as it goes. Neither does a chest x-ray. Neither does a cystoscopy for blood. Well, wait a second. Cystoscopy, they may actually biopsy with that. I stand corrected. Or getting a blood test. You know, those are things that are diagnostic tools, but a colonoscopy, not only is a diagnostic tool, but it's therapeutic as well. So getting those polyps taken out and addressed and screened by the pathologist is being very proactive and moving forward. Now, if you're the type of person that has multiple colonic polyps, then yes, you're going to have to probably go in there to get them, pruned. You know, you can only take so many out. If you have, multiple polyposis and you have hundreds in there, no, they're not going to be able to take it out in one fell swoop. They're going to have to kind of divvy it up and go back, you know, kind of like a Tupperware party. You can't buy all your Tupperware at one party, all right? Well, maybe not the best analogy. Yeah, I remember my mom had a Tupperware party. She was all excited. You know, I'm thinking, okay, disco music, you know, what's going to happen? Right, it was a Tupperware party. That was the most boring party I have ever, ever been to. I have never had a Tupperware party. I know they have these Pampered Chef parties. Again, big snore. I don't cook. You want to interest me? Have a Lord of the Rings party. I'll go to that, right? Or a Let's Examine Chippendale Models, right? That I'll go to. All right. So what do you take from this? Still eat your vegetables, okay? Don't try to use this as excuses. No vegetables, but keep that fiber up. You need fiber. Why? Fiber helps you poop. You can't have stuff sit there and fester with your colon. You got to poop it out. Fiber is important. Not to mention, when you eat more fiber, you eat less crappy food, okay? Now, this is a very interesting study. They said, if you want to feel better and pleasure yourself. Okay, I'm not talking about sex. We're talking about give you as much pleasure as chocolate would, money would, sex would. They say do for others. Care for friends and families. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's a touchy-feely story. I don't want to hear that. Your show's turned into a girly show. No, it's not turning into a girly show. All right, we talk about all types of things, but I want you to stop for a second because I know a lot of you out there have depression. I know you do. And one thing I've told my patients is if you're out of a job and you're sitting there and you don't know what to do and you're getting to a rut, why don't you do something for charity? Why don't you? Okay? Or if you have undergone a tragedy. We talked about one of my patients who was raped years ago, and she says, you know, I want to get over this. I can't get over it. And I said, then I want you to turn that energy and channel that energy into another path and start teaching girls, start lecturing to girls, start working with charities. And, you know, it put that little fire in her because it's very easy to sit and let things fester. And they found from a psychological perspective, if you do something to help people, it really is causes a euphoria. Now, I do a lot of things in the city because I do. I'm just, you know, I got to keep myself busy, I guess. I don't have enough to do. But I work for Fast for Kids, Fast for Kids Finding Autistic Solutions for Tomorrow. We work on fundraisers, and there's this big gala that's going to be coming up in the spring. We do a gala every year. Love that stuff. And I got to tell you, I am on cloud nine. I love it. We're also working with St. Jude's, doing a clothing drive all year long. Love the stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be a big, huge event. It could be something small. But when you do something for charity or when you decide to help others or take care of others, it is such a high. Let's say one of your buddies is in the hospital. Go there. Visit him. Cheer him up. It is very euphoric. It does induce your pleasure receptors, and it's something you could do. But don't sit and brood. You got to keep busy. You have to. Okay. Now, speaking about busy, it looks like some of these cosmetic surgeons have been kind of busy with their technology. There is a Vectra 3D modeling system that what this does, right now it's only available in London, okay? There's a London clinic called Simply Better Breasts. Well, we could all use that. And basically what they do is you decide to choose what you want. And then what they'll do, like let's say you want a C cup or you want to go to a D cup. And what's very interesting is many women want to go from an A to a D cup. So on this 3D image, they take your body and then they do a simulation. And they found that many women are like, no, wait a second. I'll just go up one size or I'll just go up two sizes. I have to tell you, this is brilliant. I can't tell you how many people have disliked their cosmetic surgery. Now, again, be careful with this. You know, you'll get to look at your chin. You'll get to look at your nose. Fascinating. But keep in mind, be prepared that when you come out of that surgery, right? And I'm not speaking from experience, all right? True, I've had some cosmetic surgery, but I don't want people knowing about it, so that's why I'm denying it, okay? Don't tell anybody. We're kind of keeping it on the down low. But when you come out and you have the drains and you have the incisions and you have the stitches or if you have the staples, you're going to be horrified, all right? You know, just keep in mind, you may see this 3D image. In a perfect world, that's how hopefully you would look. But keep in mind, you'll still have scars. Sometimes the nipples will be a little off. You got to be prepared for that. Otherwise, you're going to be bawling. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Interesting statistics about weight gain when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is very, very interesting. This comes from the Daily Beast, okay? The author, Anneli Rufus, compiled multiple, I don't want to say myths, these were actually, I should say results of multiple studies from British Medical Journal, Nutrition Review, etc. And I love it. I mean, this just makes my life so easy. And she entitles this 15 Signs You'll Gain Weight. And she basically summarizes multiple studies and some interesting facts and statistics about weight gain. So I love it. Thank you, Ms. Rufus. You just made my job easier. All right. One of the ones that, of course, you know, just strikes me as wow is it says here weight gained during the 6-week winter holiday season accounts for 51% of all the weight gained by the general population over the entire year. So if you're going to gain weight over that year, 51% is usually in that six-week winter holiday season. Stress, food, alcohol, being cold, I think. I would say also kind of being cold and wanting to get your hot toddies or your hot chocolate or your eggnog. You know, you don't have that pressure. I'm now adding on to this and extrapolating. I'm also going to, you don't have that pressure of, oh, I got to get to my bathing suit or I need to get into my shorts. Now our clothes are kind of cumbersome and they're warm and bulky and they cover a lot. So you aren't as concerned. You aren't as fanatic about it. They also bring up, remember the whole freshman 15 where female first-year college students and male first-year college students, how much do they gain? It only came down to a few pounds, but we talked about that. You know, these kids aren't drinking mom's home cooking, but they're also drinking beer. They're eating crappily, so they do end up gaining some, but not a lot. Now, this is interesting. Unemployment, they say, is more than twice as likely to result in major weight gain than major weight loss. This was a study from British Medical Journal in which 3% of men who became unemployed lost more than 10% of their pre-unemployment weight, but 8% gained that. Okay, what is it saying now? I'm sorry, I'm reading this as I go. Study of 3% of men lost more. Oh, but 8% gained 10%. So I see what they're saying. More men gained than lost when they were unemployed. They don't know if it's a self-esteem issue. They don't know if it's because, you know, now they're sitting and watching TV. You know, when you're busy and working and running around, you're going to eat less. But unemployment causes weight gain. Number four, they say female first-year university students gain 36 times faster than non-college women. So non-college women who are probably working don't seem to gain weight as easily as those in the university because probably sitting, studying, snacking makes sense. They say getting married increases women's risk of major weight gain by 48%. This was a study that came out a while back. Remember in August? I talked about this on the show where when you tie the knot, especially for women older than 30, they have a 33% risk of weight gain. That's pretty huge. I didn't gain that much when I got married because I was still working out and I was still busy. And also my first year of marriage, I was an intern in medical school. So you didn't have time to eat. You were running around. But after the kids, oh yeah, oh yeah. All right, men. Men who quit smoking face an 8% chance of gaining more than 28 pounds. All right, so 8% chance. Well, what's the 92% chance? All right, well, this is from the New England Journal of Medicine. It says smoking cessation and severity of weight gain. All right, but still, who knew it was close to 30 pounds? So that means 8% of men could gain about 30 pounds after quitting smoking. I think it's more. All right. Feeling comfortable in a relationship is more than four times as likely to result in weight gain as giving up smoking. So if you're happy in your relationship, this comes from Psychology, Health, and Medicine, you are going to be more likely to gain weight than if you gave up smoking. Number eight, 40% of men experience sympathetic pregnancy and gain weight while their partners are pregnant. True. I don't think it's sympathy, though. I'm not going to say it's sympathy. I think it's because when we're pregnant, we're like, all right, I want to eat this. I want to eat that. And go run and get me the food. And so he's going to eat with you, you know, when you're pregnant. You both are going to eat together. So I don't want to say it's sympathy. It's just, you know, if your wife is not pregnant and she's eating a salad and she serves you a salad, that's one thing. But if she's cooking herself up, you know, a whole turkey, you're going to eat more. Newly divorced women face a 22% chance of gaining weight. Now, okay, you see, I disagree with this. All my patients that get divorced, they drop the weight and they look good. But according to this study, this was at the meeting of the American Sociological Association in Las Vegas, post-divorce weight gain is even more common than men. And they think it's because you're depressed. Newly divorced women. Ooh, that could be interesting. Maybe people that get divorced and have another boyfriend or another girlfriend ready to go, they do better than those that are like, all right, now I'm you know, I'm single again, what do I do? Makes sense. Female first-year college students gain two-thirds as much weight as male. That's right, women gain more. Females who were sexually abused as children are nearly three times more likely to be obese by age 27 than females who were not sexually abused. That's true. That came out of Pediatrics. Obese risk for female victims of childhood sexual abuse. So true. Women who move in with their partners without marrying them gain less weight than women who marry their partners. So, you know, we just talked about women that get married, they gain weight. Yet, if you only move in with them, you don't gain as much weight. Weird. Obese people gain five times more weight between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day than they do throughout the rest of the year. Five times more weight. That's crazy. Thanksgiving and New Year's, my favorite time of the year. I love it. I love it. Three times as many African-American women as Caucasian women experience weight gain while pregnant. So weight gain appears to be more common in African-American women, they say. This is according to Epidemiological Review. And then finally, some 70% of college freshmen eat fewer than five servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Duh. And more than 50% eat fried or high fast foods at least three times a week. Double duh. I'd expect that number to be higher. So kind of interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. Thank you guys for making the Dr. Dahlia Show a heck of a lot easier. You know, I honestly, you know, some of you, probably they're like, you know, like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. I didn't realize that. But for the rest of you, it really shouldn't be cool. This should kind of be common knowledge. You know, we get lazy when we get into relationships. We get definitely lazy during the holidays. We're coming into the time where we're going to pack on a lot of extra weight. This is when you exercise more. Maybe do more skiing. Maybe, you know, I mean, I come from a city. I'm based in southern Nevada, so it's very, very hot. So, you know, most of the year we don't like to go out until the weather cools. But we just experienced summer going into winter. We really didn't get much of a fall. We don't. We don't get much of a fall. I wish we did because it is probably the nicest 2 weeks throughout the whole world. I mean, a Las Vegas fall is amazing. The spring stinks because we have so many allergies. But the fall is beautiful. But it was hot. It was like 90-some degrees. And then all of a sudden the next day it was 60. And so immediately, you don't go outside. You know, it's too hot to go outside, then it's too cold. And the desert's like that. The desert has very wide variations in temperature. It really gets cold in the desert. Unfortunately, we don't get enough precipitation, so we don't get the snow we want. I wish it would snow more. But we don't exercise. So, you know, I've been telling my husband and the kids, right, we're going to go out. We're going to, you know, play at night. Doesn't happen. Now it's too cold. I'm freezing to death. It's too cold to go out at night. So it's very easy to not exercise. You got to get some gym equipment in the house. We've talked about this. While you're watching American Idol or X Factor or Glee or Boardwalk Empire or I don't know, Hung, whatever you guys like to watch. I can't wait for Game of Thrones to come back. But right now I'm just all into Boardwalk Empire. I love that show. You know, have a piece of equipment, even if it's a little stepping stool, a little step that you could step on. One, two, three, four, something like that. But you got to exercise. You got to move that tushy. All right, when we come back, this new grapefruit that many of us can now eat while taking our medications, and what foods you need to avoid with what medications. Coming back on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. Sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. And, yep, give a holler to your local radio stations to bring Dr. Dahlia to your city. All right, so this is some real cool stuff, guys. Really cool, okay? A lot of us love grapefruit, but we aren't allowed to take grapefruit because it mixes with our medication. And so the doctor says, no grapefruit. And then some of us like greyhounds. No, Not allowed to have greyhounds either. But now, scientists, they said, have created this hybrid grapefruit that's supposed to be safe with many prescription medications. Now, these were scientists at the University of Florida have created this hybrid grapefruit. They say same taste as grapefruit, but without the furanocoumarin. Said that one right. The furanocoumarin compound that possibly is causing the unsafe interaction with your blood pressure and heart medications. Now, you know, people always ask me, okay, wait a second. I know cholesterol medicines are the biggie. What else am I not supposed to take with grapefruit? We talked about this on the previous show. This is a big eye-opener, right? How many of you take Ambien, the sleeping medication Ambien? Well, from what I understand, you're not supposed to be drinking grapefruit with that. I'm getting this from a website, globalrph.com. It's the clinician's ultimate reference. There's also a great web, a great site on the FDA.gov, Food and Drug Administration website. Talks about food interaction. So if you're ever questioning and having an issue, you could look on those sites or talk to your pharmacist. I love pharmacists. They save our butts all the time. They are so knowledgeable, and they work so well with patients. I love pharmacists. Any of you guys out there, God bless you. And, of course, our veterans, God bless all of you. First responders, everybody. Just love you guys. Oh, okay, here we go. So, those of you taking Ambien, Zolpidem, interacts with grapefruit. Antibiotics like erythromycin, bioxin, clarithromycin can interact with grapefruit. Nifedipine, diltiazem, calcium channel blocker, diltiazem, carnosine can interact. Some of you that like to take Xanax and Valium, it interacts with grapefruit. Now, what does grapefruit do? It could cause the concentration of the medicine to be higher than it should be because it could interfere with the metabolism in the liver. Right? The compound that we believe in grapefruit, and this is what scientists and researchers at the University of Florida think they have perfected. Codeine interacts with grapefruit. Of course, the cholesterol medicines, your simvastatin, your lovastatin, your atorvastatin, you know, Lipitor, Zocor, etc. Now, progesterones and estrogen can interact with grapefruit. You know, you almost wonder, could that be risky if you guys are on the pill? So methadone, trazodone, dapsone. I mean, so many medications. So those are just a few medications that you need to be very, very careful. Antivirals as well. Haldol, carbamazepine, you know, which we use for seizures. So Buspar for anxiety. Got to be careful with grapefruit. So what a lot of people are doing is just not eating grapefruit. Now, I always get asked, well, Dr. Dahlia, what can I eat with my medications, and when should I take a medication on an empty stomach? Well, there are some medications you have to take on an empty stomach for them to work better. Claritin, they say, works better. I didn't know that, Claritin. I mean, honestly, I've taken Claritin on a full stomach. I've been fine, but they say Claritin. They say Ampicillin, which is an antibiotic, that Cloxicillin should be taken on an empty stomach. Sucralfate, Carafate, which is supposed to kind of coat the stomach, of course, better on an empty stomach. Tetracycline, many of us know and a lot of us don't know, you aren't supposed to take with milk or dairy products, tetracycline. So that's a medication that, again, we kind of say maybe take on an empty stomach so you don't mess around. Thyroid especially. I always have to remind people, take your thyroid on an empty stomach, okay? Because it gets absorbed better. A lot of times if there's iron in your stomach, you aren't going to absorb your thyroid as much. So in this particular case, food could cause your serum concentrations to be less. And then what about which medications have to be taken with food? If any of you are on steroids, you have to. Steroids are going to burn a hole in your stomach. So would naproxen, indomethacin, any of your anti-inflammatories, aspirin, you got to take it with food. We already talked about the cortisone and niacin. Many of you are taking niacin for your high triglycerides. You need to take that with food. Allopurinol, those of you with the gout, allopurinol, you got to take after a meal. There's also Tricor. Many of you are taking Tricor for your triglycerides. You take it with food. Tegretol, we talked about carbamazepine. Even though you got to avoid grapefruit with that one you got to take with food. Tagamet, take with food. Doxycycline, an antibiotic. I'm trying to think of some other real common ones. Those of you that take potassium, that take extra potassium, you got to take that with food. And let me see, there was also some interesting one. Coreg, which is a blood pressure medicine, valproic acid. Any of you taking Depakote? for bipolar or seizure disorders, you got to take with food. So as you can see, there's, you know, you need to kind of, you can't just assume a medicine is food or without food. Metronidazole. Some women that have bacteria vaginosis, a bacterial infection in their vagina, or if any of you have a certain colitis or diverticulitis, you're given Flagyl. You got to take that with food. You can't take it with alcohol, though. If you take it with alcohol, you get an antabuse reaction where you're vomiting. Pretty bad. Now, a big one is your warfarin or your Coumadin takers. Many of you are taking that medication to thin your blood. You had a stroke, you had a heart attack, you had a blood clot, okay? So you need to really know which foods have vitamin K, and you got to be careful. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, turnip greens, kale, spinach, beet greens, cauliflower, legumes, mayonnaise, canola, soybean, and you got to kind of be careful with vitamin K. You need to avoid, though, cola, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, chocolate milk, things with caffeine. You got to avoid caffeine because that's going to mess it up. They say alcohol, if you drink more than 3 drinks a day, you're going to mess yourself up. All right. I mean, honestly, I really don't like more than 2 drinks, if that. You know, we've known alcohol to increase risk of cancer, throat cancer, breast cancer, etc. I know some people, they want to take it for the heart. But listen, it's more important that the Coumadin is in you than the alcohol for your heart. Okay. So alcohol, if it increases 3 drinks a day, that could mess your clotting times and mess up your numbers. And of course, any of you guys taking herbal supplements, you've got to be careful. Coenzyme Q10. A lot of you don't want to take CoQ10. Be careful. It's very similar in structure to vitamin K, so that could increase your bleeding time. You don't want to do that. You got to watch your green tea, buckeye, horse chestnut. Some of you taking tonka, Melliot Woodruff, more bean. We really got to fix that engineering problem. I can't say the word without there being a sound. Got to be careful with garlic, ginseng. So some of you are on Coumadin, and that's not a fun one. I know many of you are hoping you don't have to be on Coumadin much longer. So I hope that was kind of a good review. Again, you can go to the FDA website. You can go to this globalrph.com. Very, very helpful. Has a nice, clean, easy table for you to look at. And hopefully they'll make foods we can eat. I'm a little nervous about hybrid. You know, you're like, really? Hybrid? A little nervous about that. But still interesting stuff. All right. Really quickly, there's a doctor in Rhode Island had about 33,000 patients, right? And he left for some reason to go to, from what I understand, I think Nigeria. And he didn't pay his mortgage, so the clinic is closed down, okay? Clinic is closed down, yet thousands upon thousands of patients need their medical records and pathology slides. He's a dermatologist. And I wanted to bring this up because, you know, many of you have been noticing with this economy, your doctor leaves. And I get calls all the time from my patients going, but he left. And, you know, my answer is, well, then his partner should be there. Well, he never had a partner. I'm like, well, then call the medical board. Well, the medical board doesn't have any information on him. And these are your medical records. I cannot stress enough, when you have anything done, whether it be a lab test, whether it be a colonoscopy, an x-ray, get a copy of the results or get a copy of the film. Just to be on the safe side. We're probably going to talk about this more tomorrow, but it's your property. Don't leave it at a whim in case something happens. Even though there's supposed to be laws to protect you, I want you getting your results. All right, when we come back, actually, I'm going to be back tomorrow, so you all be safe, and again, give a veteran a big hug and kiss for me. Talk to you soon.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.